Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. We continue today an account of the experiences of two friends from northern Jutland, Lars Christensen and Andreas Jensen, who immigrated together from Tju around 1870. Having taken out homestead land near Sioux City in the mostly unsettled Dakota Territory, they made an earth-covered dugout on the property to live in until the following summer, when a proper house could be built. When this was done, they sent back to Denmark for their fiancés. Andreas' betrothed, Anna Margrethe Olsen, arrived first in the summer of 1873 and nearly drowned in her dugout home several times, since it turned out to not be especially watertight. Lars Christensen met his girl, Maren Pedersen, in Sioux Falls in late May of 1874, and the couple was married by the local Norwegian clergyman 2 weeks later. For 3 years, the two couples farmed and began to have fairly good crops, but as early as 1874, they also began to be plagued by locusts, swarming so densely that they darkened the sun in the middle of the day. In the following 2 years, the locusts were even worse, and by 1876, the two couples had lost every hope that times would improve. They decided to go north to find a better place. In May of 1877, Lars and his family, accompanied by Andreas, left for Kingsbury County, some 70 miles away. The three-day journey was made in an oxen-driven cart covered with an awning. For 3 days, they camped on the shore of what is now Lake Teested, but the noise of the many birds around drove them away. They then moved a few miles away to the eastern shore of Lake Albert, where Lars decided to establish their future home. Andreas took land for himself a little further north. They could not occupy homestead land a second time, so chose to take preemption land. Once again, they both built dugouts in the hillside to live in, and then Andreas returned to get his family. Lars and Maren lived in the dugout for 2 years. Their only guests were frequent visits by what they called Red Indians. One morning, when Lars was out looking for an errant cow, he saw a person come walking in from the west. The man turned out to be an American who had lost his way and had nothing to eat for 3 days. The previous night, he had bedded down on a peninsula in Lake Albert and heard Lars Christensen's cowbell on the opposite shore of the lake, so he gathered that there must be colonists in the neighborhood. Lars and Maren were happy to have someone they could talk to. Shortly thereafter, Andreas, who had lost his wife to consumption in 1881, moved his family back to Lake Albert and became a neighbor again. Times were often hard for the young Danish immigrants. It took many days to bring the foodstuffs they needed from the faraway towns, and there was no thought at all of resupplying during the long winters. All necessities had to be purchased in the autumn, but there was very little money to buy things with, and so often they did not eat bread for months. They grew a little wheat and ground it in a coffee grinder. And if their matches ran out, they had to walk several miles to borrow a few to use. Their families grew. Lars had 3 boys and 3 girls, but lost one of each. Under many privations, time went by, but the hopes of the future remained great and tided them through the many adversities and difficulties. Many fellow countrymen gradually settled nearby, and over the course of years, poverty was superseded by wealth, and the original dugout homes were replaced by nice, comfortable houses. The naked prairie was clad in the rich crops of summer, and plantings of trees sheltered the homes, lending warmth and beauty to the scenery. Lars Christensen's home on the shore of Lake Albert was considered one of the most beautiful, and there he lived until his death on January 27, 1913. His funeral cortege included 95 carriages and 7 motor cars, a far cry from the isolated settlement of 40 years earlier. 2 of Lars's brothers also immigrated to the Lake Albert area and we'll hear accounts from one of them next week. In the meantime, on behalf of the Danish Immigrant Museum, I would like to wish KJAN listeners a very happy Christmas. Glædelig jul. Og ha det godt i dag.